In Jewish culture, foot washing was normally reserved for a Gentile, that is, a non-Jew slave. Or at least it was reserved for a Jewish slave or somebody lower in station in that culture, perhaps a wife or children. So it's particularly significant that Jesus, who is the Messiah, chooses to wash the feet of his followers instead of the other way around. It is first an act of great humility. He takes off his outer garment, ties a towel around his waist, even makes himself look like a servant. He kneels in front of his disciples. And remember, these men would have worn sandals, have journeyed to Jerusalem, have not only worn feet, but probably pretty dirty ones too. He made this act of humility as a slave. And there is a certain sense in which Jesus wants to be a slave to you and I. How does that make you feel? Because I don't know about you, but it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, the idea of Jesus being a slave to me. And yet that is the depth of his humility with which he comes to humanity. This foot washing is also a demonstration of what we call servant leadership. Many people often perceive the Catholic Church as a bunch of old white-headed guys sitting in Rome making up rules to torture the faithful. It's viewed as very hierarchical, very top-down, people giving commands. But we're reminded of the many words in the Gospels that speak to the priesthood and to the episcopacy as something else. In Matthew 23, 8 through 11, "As for you, do not be called rabbi, for you have but one teacher and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, for you have one father in heaven. Do not be called master, you have but one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be your servant." In Mark 10 and Matthew 20, Jesus summons them and says to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all." Mark 9, when he sat down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." If we want to be leaders, we must be servants. And this is true in our homes, in our jobs, and in the church. It cannot just be true of the church. Many of you have been to events with our former bishop, Bishop Jakels, and you may remember that he would always go around as people were finishing their dinner and he would pick up their plates. Just a little way in which he tried to show people that he was their servant, not their master. Secondly, it is further significant that Jesus washes the feet of all the apostles. Why do I say that? Because he would wash the feet of Judas, the one who would betray him. And Jesus knew that Judas would betray him, and yet Jesus still chose to humble himself before the very guy who would betray him and hand him over. Another demonstration of the depth of the humility that Jesus had. Not only to be slave and servant to all, but even those who would seek to kill him. That's how much he loves us. He would also wash Peter's feet. Remember, Peter wasn't totally innocent either. He denied Jesus 3 times. And it's even recorded in the gospel that the last time he denied him, he cursed. As if to say, I don't bleeping bleep 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 know that guy. Can you think how bad that he must have felt after doing that? And especially when he remembered that Jesus knelt before him and showed him this act of hospitality and service. In fact, Peter and Judas, compared to each other, show us quite the dichotomy, but also the reality of our sin. He washes both their feet. Both of them betray him, but one despairs and one does not. One kills himself because of his sin. One does not. You see, the difference between a sinner and a saint isn't always the absence of sin, although that must always be our goal. But when we do sin, letting Jesus wash our feet, being humble enough to let him cleanse us, let him serve us, let him be our slave, especially through these sacraments. And in a particular way today, we welcome those of you who are seeking sacraments at Easter Vigil, who are only 3 days away from the new life you will receive through those sacraments and in the church. You are cleansed in baptism, washed with water, and of original sin and of personal sin. Your baptism is restored in reconciliation. In the Eucharist, Jesus comes to live inside of you, the light of the world, driving out every bit of darkness. And in confirmation, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you and to open up gifts for you and for his church. In anointing, he gives you the gift of forgiveness. And in marriage or holy orders, a gift of a vocation. Notice Peter's response to Jesus. He reacts, doesn't he? Oh, Jesus, you're not going to wash my feet. Maybe it's pride. Maybe Peter's struck by the humility of Jesus and how it really should be the other way around. Just as when you hear the words that Jesus is there to be a slave, where he says to his disciples, the first bishops of the church, that you must be a slave to each other. Those words can be very offensive to our ears. Appalling. Sometimes we get caught up in the idea of him serving us, of serving him, that we forget that he first serves us. We skip over step number one and go straight to step number two. And you can't do that. We must first recognize that he has come to serve us, both through the priesthood of Jesus Christ and in this Eucharist. Because the utter depths of humility comes when God, who made all of creation, becomes present to you in the form of bread and wine. And furthermore, comes to live inside this vessel, the vessel of sinners. Twelve of you in the congregation tonight will come forward to have your feet washed by a priest of Jesus Christ. But each of us in some way must not only allow Jesus to do this, but we must also, as he commanded to his apostles, do it for each other. We must place ourselves below others, not above. We must be servant leaders to everyone we encounter. And we are called to respond to Jesus' example by submitting ourselves humbly to the mercy of God and being washed clean through these Easter sacraments.